B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Come on. 3 losses in a row.
Callie, you suck more than usual. Like, how much have you had to drink?
I don't know, a couple? You're right. Let's just call it a night.
Whoa. You're gonna get right?
Oh, come on. I just had a couple.
Listen, if you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive.
All right. I'm ordering one.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
All right, it's time for some fun and games. And last week, our champion, Robbie Landis, was dethroned.
It's actually not time for fun and games. It's time for defeat.
Ooh.
Oh.
Y'all are going to be defeated.
Wow, it is time for Robbie's revenge. Joining us are Checkpoint XP producers Callie and Chad. I guess they're along for the punishment as well as Weird Beard and myself.
How come we have
to get defeated? Like, I was here last week, so I understand, like, why you want to defeat me. Mm-hmm. But why does Chad have to get defeated?
I feel like I'm always
a chance to come in here and regain some of his gamer cred.
You challenged me on the hardest video game quiz ever.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, I didn't even have a chance.
Today's your chance to get it back. So
Robbie's
this
wrath
is
knows
a
no
trivia
safety.
Game of my making. So the way that we're going to do this is I am going to give you guys a little blurb here that has to do with a video game movie. And all you have to do, this is so easy, guys. All you have to do.
Smirk on his face. It's not going to be that easy.
I don't trust it.
All you have to do is tell me which movie it is. There's not a lot of video game movies out there.
I agree. Is this going to be like those Reddit articles where it's like describe a video game badly?
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This 2007 American-German action comedy film was written and directed by the infamous Uwe Boll. It was a critical and commercial failure, grossing less than 1% of its entire budget. It also draws more heavily from the game's sequel than it does from the original.
Game?
By the way, every one that you guys don't get, I get a point.
Of course
what?
You do.
And at the end, whoever's the most points wins.
Oh, great.
So, what movie is this?
What year did you say
it made it?
Can we work together?
Only one of you gets
2017?
The point.
2017?
2007.
Okay. 2007.
Mm-hmm. That was way after the Mario Brothers game. So
was it like, okay, I'm going to guess Prince of Persia?
That is incorrect.
Oof.
Oh,
you guys got. I'll give one of you one more chance.
Okay, hold on. Don't nobody shout anything out. It'd be stupid.
All right, this is officially a team effort to defeat Robbie.
Is it the first Tomb Raider?
Is that your final?
No,
answer?
I'm talking to James.
The first Tomb Raider. The first Tomb Raider was when I was like early high school, so it's not 2007.
Well, did you graduate, Chad?
I'm not saying that on air.
Well, I can't. Then your comment doesn't help.
I can tell you it's not 2007.
Okay. We need an answer here,
Tomb Raider 2.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Postal.
Oh.
Postal. Oh, yeah.
Postal.
Oh.
Correct. I didn't know.
They made a movie of Postal. Oh, I guess that would be the point, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to this game. So here we go. Currently, it is 1 point in my favor.
I hate that it actually was an informative blurb. I just didn't know the movie.
In 2015, Mike Cuff secured the rights to this game, and 2 days into filming, he left the production. Scott Winhauser rewrote the screenplay with star of the movie Dolph Lundgren. It is the second worst video game adaptation based on total box office gross. What is this movie?
All right, Dolph Lundgren was in it.
That's a big clue right there.
Yeah.
He was in it or he left?
He was. No,
he dies.
Okay. He's also a co-writer in it. So he helped write for it, too.
I want to say it's like one of the Doom movies.
What?
Okay, so Doom had The Rock in it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's
still... Was there another Doom movie?
There's still space. I think they redid Doom...
No.
Not yeah, without The Rock in it,
okay.
If I remember correctly.
All right,
there might have been two actually.
I rely on you on this one.
Yeah, we'll say Doom.
Doom is incorrect.
Ugh.
I'll give you guys one more guess if you want it.
Is it a Rocky video game? Did they take a Rocky movie and turn it into a video game?
Well, I think this is a game that just straight a game.
It's going to be an obscure game that we probably barely realized was actually a game. Much the same that Weird Beard had a bunch of games last week that nobody actually really knew or heard of. In different movies
and
stuff.
I knew them all.
So I think it's going to be a Rocky.
Okay, that is incorrect.
Oh.
It is Dead Trigger, based on the not-so-popular iOS and Android games.
Awesome. My God.
I would like to point out, I tested a few of these on Norris. Norris had actually heard of Dead Trigger.
They got... Wait,
cool.
Okay. So he'd heard of Dead Trigger. Did he get the answer right?
He did not. But okay. Once I said Dead Trigger, he's like, oh, yeah. Like, he knew it. He knew
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, next up. That's 2 points from you, by the way.
Ugh.
This you're cheating.
2009 American martial arts film directed by Dwight H. Little was distributed by Warner Brothers. Despite grossing as the fourth lowest box office take of all video game movie adaptations at $1.6 million, it did receive a sequel.
I think I know it.
Ooh, I'm behind you.
And I'll be mad if it is. Is it Dead or Alive?
It is not Dead or Alive. You guys got one more go.
What's the one?
Okay, so it's not Street Fighter.
Dead or Alive.
It's not Mortal Kombat. It's not. Think of fighting games.
Fighting. Okay.
There was no Tekken movie.
I was thinking of Dead or Right. It's not Dead or Alive.
So they didn't make a Soul Calibur, did they?
I don't know.
Ugh, I hope not. That'd be terrible. It's a martial arts film. You said
it's gonna be Street Fighter.
About so this
in the 90s.
This is Robbie. It's obscure. It's probably on the mobile or something. I don't. What's a like?
I think we just need to go in on Street Fighter. Yeah. All
right.
Yes.
Did they make another Street Fighter movie?
They did, but incorrect. This is why you don't want Weirdbeard on your team. It is indeed Tekken. They made two.
They made a Tekken.
Wow.
They made two Tekken movies. That's 3 points for Robbie. Are we going to speed it up here a little bit? This 2005 fantasy action horror film is based on a game that spawned three releases. The screenplay was turned in 2 weeks late, and instead of requesting rewrites, director Uwe Boll accepted it and made his own changes. It featured Back to the Future alumni Billy Zane and has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 4%. It also got a direct-to-video sequel.
So there were three games that the series was based on?
Oh,
you seem confident.
Billy Zane's
no,
in it?
I thought it was three movies.
He's from Back to the Future?
I think...
Billy Zane.
God, I'm thinking like Fatal Frame or something
I
like
wanted
that.
To say Resident Evil.
No, there's like seven
no,
of those.
Yeah. There's too many.
It didn't get a sequel. It got many sequels.
Do you want to just go in on Fatal Frame?
Yeah, I'll say Fatal Frame.
That is incorrect. The answer is Blood Rain.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a horror,
That
I don't know.
James is just lost. Game.
I feel like that's misrepresentation.
Sorry, I'm just reading you exactly the information. Mm-hmm. This is all true stuff. These are little blurbs I've come up
no
with.
No one's accusing you of
lying. Is that a weird quote from last week?
Trivia about video game movies, and the rest of the Checkpoint XP squad here is trying to guess. It is currently 4 points in my favor. I've stumped you four times.
The name of this game is Robbie Wins.
I got to get one of these.
This 1994 live-action adaptation starred Mark Dacascos, who recently starred in John Wick 3, Scott Wolf from Party of Five, Alyssa Milano from Melroy's Place and Charmed, and the T-1000 himself, Robert Patrick. At a budget of $8 million, but only grossed half of it in theaters, what movie is this?
Okay, 94, so it's between Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. What other
With
awful...
a star-studded lineup, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, what other awful video game movie might have come out in that year?
Nothing.
1994.
Did Street because
it's got to be
great. It's a great game, by the way.
Oh, that's
great.
Sarcasm.
Great to me, like Bubsy or some garbage.
Yeah.
No, I'm not guessing Bubsy.
Well, what's your guess, guys?
We no hints, no nothing. I'm floundering here.
Yeah, I can tell.
I think I'm just I'll because we usually get two.
Do it.
We'll see if he does it. Is it Street Fighter?
It is not Street
okay,
Fighter.
That was
no
one.
No,
he would. He didn't mention Jean-Claude Van Damme. It can't be.
Yeah,
I know.
No, sorry, but it is Double Dragon.
Oh my god, I forgot they made that into a movie.
I didn't even know they made
the Party of Five guy. Now I see him with the wife beater ready to fight.
All right,
yes,
last one here, guys.
This is for honor.
For us to save our dignity and look better than Robbie, we will get 1 point more than Robbie got last week if we can get one.
This 1999 science fiction film was directed by the creator of the game series. It stars such household names as Freddie Prinze Jr., Matthew Lillard, and Saffron Burroughs. Prince later said of the film, I can't watch one scene of that movie. I read the script and loved it. So did my buddy Matthew Lillard. We both got the parts. We went on location and they said, here's the new script. And it was a piece of crap.
I have two ideas.
It's okay. Not Scooby-Doo, is it?
I was going to say Scooby-Doo or 13 Ghosts or whatever that movie's called.
No, it's got to be based on a video game.
I think
a sci-fi shooter game came out in 1999.
Scooby-Doo technically was... I bet you had a video game somewhere.
I'm sure it did.
Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard? What other movies have they been in besides Scooby-Doo?
Freddie Prinze Jr. was in Star Wars Rebels. That was cool.
Come on, guys. Time's ticking down.
Oh, God. Something like...
Sci-fi
shooter. Oh, wait. Is this Doom?
This is not Doom. No, the correct answer for the 6-0 victory for Robbie is Wing Commander.
Wing Commander?
Oh, that's
Wing
not at Commander. All what I thought it was.
What,
I thought
from
I had
1986?
An idea.
1999 is when the film came out. Yeah. Yeah,
well, James Commander just has a blank look on his face. He's been lost this entire
Wing
time.
Wing Commander, huh?
I'm not going to lie, I've been too.
Guess I missed that one.
All right, Robbie, I feel like you've made your point.
Yeah, now, you know, actually, next up is our Failed It, and I would really love to be able to feature you guys in it. But we actually have another one picked out.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.